This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Moscow International Auto Show is about to open, and ahead of it, General Motors has announced a $1 billion investment over the next 5 years, building cars in Russia. GM is already expanding its plant in St. Petersburg. Volkswagen also announced another billion-plus dollars into building its manufacturing and market share in Russia. Sir Nick Scheele was, until 2005, the president of Ford, after a long career in the European auto industry. He's now retired. He's with me from Birmingham, England. Very good to talk with you.
Good to be with you, Jeff.
Do GM and other American car makers already have much of a presence in Russia?
Oh, yes, significant. Ford was the first foreign car manufacturer to actually build cars in Russia. That was at the start of the 2000s. And GM then went in with AutoVaz a little later. Volkswagen is there. Fiat is just about ready. There's a lot of European presence there and American presence and Japanese and Korean.
Why is Russia the place to be right now for car makers?
Well, of all the European markets, it is the fastest growing, and it will shortly be the largest European market. Last year, Russia, car sales were some 2.5 million, forecast this year at about 3 million, and to overtake Germany within the next 2 years.
There's something kind of interesting that happens in Russia, which is that when oil prices go up, in contrast to maybe what will happen here in the States, purchases of cars go up.
Yes, indeed. Russia is the second largest, of course, oil reserves in the world after Saudi Arabia. Though it is interesting to see that we forecast that in the U.S. we are going to become energy independent within the pretty near term because of the shale oil and shale gas discoveries, and we'll be exporting oil and gas by 2020.
Russia is not known as the most transparent, corruption-free place to do business. You might agree with that.
Yes.
Do foreign automakers have to take any of that into account when expanding there?
Well, I can only speak for Ford. I mean, clearly we were aware of the reputation, but it just never happened with us. Now, partly that, I think, is Ford's reputation for never having paid anybody anything over the globe for, you know, our entire history.
No bribes.
And I think GM would likely have the same reputation, though I'm not personally aware of that.
Does the government welcome this foreign investment?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. They welcome investment into areas where they know that they need to catch up. Now, of course, that Russia has just become a member of the WTO, it becomes even more of a market which is attractive to Western companies.
Sir Nick Scheele with me from the UK this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeff.